What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports. This athletic podcast, all things K-State sports on this Friday edition of the podcast. October 31st, 2025. Happy Halloween to those that celebrate K-State Nation Halloween here. On the podcast here, there's so much going on. So again, we're gonna try obviously get you all in the know here. Obviously, all things K-State sports, your K-State Wildcats each and every day. Of course, I need to make a correction, and this will be the postcast of women's volleyball as they play again tonight to wrap up their 5-game road trip against BYU, 17th ranked BYU. We get into what they took. They did take care of, spoiler alert, they did take care of Utah in four sets. We'll get into that in just a moment. I do need to make a correction. Newman, right? The men's basketball, it's the second preseason game. So I thought it was going to be the first regular season game. It is not. So I know I said that somewhere in the middle of these podcasts this week, and I apologize for that. Again, we're trying to get back settled in. So this is, again, crazy stuff going on right now. And I'm going to take time to go through the list right now. Obviously, we have I'm hoping to do maybe squeeze in a pregame of Texas Tech. I'll try to get that done today. Yeah, see, like with weird work schedules, come trying to bounce all that out. And we're kind of rethinking that right now at the moment. So, yeah, we're kind of rethinking that strategy at the moment. But anyways, yep, your K-State Wildcats each and every day. This might turn in, today might just be recording day this afternoon. So we'll see what happens about that. But I did want to sit up here early this morning, before 7 o'clock a.m. here on this Friday, October Halloween morning, to get volleyball all taken care of here as they can. They're the ones that are playing tonight. They did play on Wednesday. So there's that. You have, let's see, the cross country in the Big 12 championships tomorrow, or I should probably say either today, this morning, or tomorrow morning, somewhere in that category. Already mentioned K-State taking on Texas Tech. See, with the weird work schedules, you gotta miss out on a lot. So it's like, not really sure right now about all that. Yeah, so, and then women's basketball plays, I believe, on Monday. They start somewhere on there. We'll get it all straightened out there as well. So I did want to make that correction on the men's basketball team. They play Newman, the second of two preseason games tonight at Bramlage Coliseum. So you have the volleyball team on the road here. They're going to be taking on BYU later on today. The wrap up of FOT, which has been, again, like I said in the preview this week of volleyball, which feels like 2 months there as well. But the K-State volleyball team, Jason Mansfield, took care of Utah in four sets on Wednesday, led by two of their big three, Ava LeGrand, 23 kills, Shaylee Myers, a double-double by Ava LeGrand and 23 kills from Shaylee Myers, 3-1 on Wednesday night in Salt Lake City, Utah. They are taking care of it and heading into the night's matchup. So, again, K-State Women's Volleyball out there wrapping out that double in the state of Utah, right? 12-6 heading into the night in there currently. How about this? 5-5, Big 12 play. They're 5-5 now in the conference now heading into this matchup with the 17th ranked team in BYU. But Utah, four sets. Luckily, it did not go to the fifth set there, as well as K-State, 25-16, 25-21, a wild third and fourth sets. Yeah, pretty fortunate that this did not go a fifth set. And again, I mentioned on Wednesday's episode that you know, K-State's well prepared. They know how to play in the full distance games, but they're leading 2-0 in this man's game and almost gave it away. But luckily enough, the bounces fell their way. Hey, like I was telling somebody earlier this morning about, you know, the weird schedules, weird work schedules and whatnot, and it's like you just feel out of rhythm. And it's all about luck of the draw. Some of these jobs are luck of the draw. I mean, especially with these commission jobs or whatnot. So it's all about luck of the draw. And yes, I'm not questioning the work ethic of a lot of people. This is way off the rails, but again, I'm not questioning my work ethic either. But it's just like the luck of the domino drop. If you get that luck on your side, it's 90%. Look, let's put it this way: 90% is luck, 90% hard work, 5% luck. Whatever it is there as well. Maybe it's just me being out of frustration here in the last several weeks. But yeah, I apologize for all that. But I'm just talking to existence, right, Sarah? So K-State women's volleyball team got the bounces their way there, and they held off a pesky Utah team there, which we recorded an episode Wednesday night, and K-State, they were back and forth in the third set there. At the moment of time, there was like 15-14 in the third set there. And then Utah took care of that 26-24 before K-State fought back and took the set, fourth set, and eventually the clinching match set there with 25-23. Eddie Greer, K-State Women's Volleyball 3, Utah 1, on the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. I probably did not say that part. This is October 31st edition of the podcast, of course, ahead of tomorrow's big game with the K-State football team, as they'll be taking on hosting Texas Tech. So depending on what I probably already made my decision as we're getting ready to get my Friday started, or my Friday already started with a run. I got that in, trying to fully clear my head about what I'm going to do outside of the podcast today and probably going forward. So we'll see what happens with all that stuff. But yeah, man, a lot going on this week for K-State athletics. Basketball starting, cross country, Big 12 championships. So we're trying to get it all here in this podcast here. As I said, yeah, Ava LeGrand, some numbers here real quick, and we'll get to Jason Mansfield to wrap up the postcast here this morning. This will go out immediately, per usual, and then I'm hopeful this afternoon to sit and do a pregame of Texas Tech there for you guys as well. And the pregame will come out tomorrow morning. So that I have that scheduled there as well. LeGrand, 10th double-double this year, 48 assists on Wednesday night, 11 digs there. And now Ava LeGrand, 11th double-double. Wait, hold up a second. No, out of nine of his last out of our 11 matches, Ava LeGrand has posted a double-double. Like I said, she's on a rhythm right now. This big three, LeGrand, Myers, Clinton, right? And let me see here. Speaking of Shaylee Myers, 23 kills, becomes the eighth player in K-State history, just a third in the rally scoring era, to achieve eight or more 20-kill matches in a season. The senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, capped off the big night on Wednesday with 15 digs as well, along with those 23 kills as well. Again, Shaylee Myers has been outstanding throughout the 2025 season. I have said that plenty of times over the past week and a half or so here on this Purple Project podcast show. Jason Mansfield, after the game. And oh, by the way, let's get the records real quick on Utah's side. Utah should be 10-11. They got this wrong. Again, K-State media, what are you doing? But yeah, they should be 10-11, 2-8 in the conference. This is the same record that we announced early this week. So again, K-State media, whoever is in charge of this, y'all need to step out y'all game a little bit. But Jason Mansfield following a four-set win on the road against Utah on Wednesday night. Quote, anytime you can get a win in this conference is special, especially on the road. Really proud of how the girls responded after Anaya went down in the first set. Shaylee really stepped up offensively, and I thought our team defense was exceptional tonight, led by Simone Sims. Ava ran a really good offense tonight, getting more people involved. We really were more balanced in a lot of ways, and that's a big one for us, end quote there. Ooh, that's very, oh my goodness, wow. So that's very unfortunate, hearing that, Ava LeGrand going down in this match. So I don't know, obviously, reading that, I'm reading this hot off the press, so I don't know what's going on with the injury, unfortunately. I'm hoping it's not too serious there as well. That's very unfortunate there, but that's a huge loss, especially with a quick turnaround with the BYU match on the road tonight. as KC will look to top off another upset tonight on the road. If Anaya can't go, yeah, Simone Sims, yeah, step up to the plate and deliver there. So that's a huge blow there. So I just wonder with a quick turnaround there. I don't think, and depending on what, my goodness, if depending on what the injury is, Anaya Clinton might not be available tonight. So yeah, it's going to be huge for Simone, and I'm a believer of Simone Sims. Simone Sims, the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week, coming off of last week. So we're going to see we'll find out what happens there as well. Again, we'll have postcast of this match over the weekend there. As K-State Volleyball, they are 12-6 now. 500 in the Big 12. Big. That's huge. Heading in this match with 17th ranked BYU tonight. In that match, I'm going to skip down here. Yeah, 17th ranked BYU again tonight. 7 instead of 8. So a little time change there on the BYU game. So 7 tonight, Central Time, BYU. And that game is going to be, want to say, on ESPN Plus, because we talked about this early in the week as well. BYU 17th ranked, BYU 17-5, 5-5 themselves in conference play as well. So a couple of 5-5 conference teams there doing battle on this Friday night, tonight, later on tonight. So yeah, but huge news coming out here. But you get a win here, but huge news coming out of the volleyball. Anaya Clinton got injured on Wednesday. And again, I don't know the severity of the injury, but depending on what it is, she might not be available tonight against 17th ranked BYU. So, yep, all hands on deck. It's next lady up, and Simone Sims, we know how she knows how to play. She had a good game on Wednesday night. So we'll see what happens there as well. But, yeah, K-State Women's Volleyball now it finally in their road trip. 5-match road trip against 17th ranked BYU tonight, following their 3-1 win over Utah on Wednesday. Even the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, get it wherever podcasts found, free and available daily, or just record K-State content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcasts, and Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Download the Podbean app. You want more bonus coverage of our K-State Wildcats, Greer 3 Ace Podcast over there. And don't forget to tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Sena, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Big thanks to all that continue to follow us, that rock with us here on the podcast. And man, we have, again, I can't explain it enough, despite the changes and probably more changes coming outside of the podcast. But yeah, can't say it enough about you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us throughout the year, and especially during this kind of period of transition there as well. As yet, that run kind of helped out a little bit, deciding, figuring out what the EG3 is going to do outside of the podcast here today. So we're going to get that rolling here, and we'll see what happens. But anyways, appreciate y'all for another hanging out with us for another Women's Postcast winning edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, K-State, Texas Tech. Texas Tech 13th ranked, taking on K-State tomorrow. I will hopefully, if not, we'll definitely do a reaction after the Texas Tech K-State game. But I'm hopeful to get a pregame in here for y'all, and that will be up tomorrow. We'll see how that all shakes out there as well. But K-State 3, Utah 1 on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.